Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
The approach means something when you're about to shoot your shot. Sometimes you just get one, right? So we're always a little bit nervous. But how about when there's such a tremendous age gap that you're not exactly sure that you're even going to be taken seriously, maybe? Lena here is on The Voice Disguiser, and she wants a bit advice on how to take her shot with a dude that's much older than she is. Hey, Lena.
Hi, guys. Thank you for your help in advance.
All right. I need it. You are welcome. Okay, let's see what we got here. Go ahead and give us the history.
So, I volunteer for an event just about every year, and with COVID, missed a few of the past years, but recently came back around to this event and ran into a fellow volunteer that I met a few years ago. And I don't know what happened to my taste in men in the past few years or if he just had a glow up, but I cannot stop thinking about him. He's so attractive. He's so attractive and I can't get him out of my mind. And normally in these situations, like, I'm not afraid to put myself out there as long as I know the guy is single. I can flirt like a boss. The hair, the hands, the hips, I can use it all. I'm very confident. But I've never dated someone who's both outside of my race. He's a white man, I'm a black woman. And twice my age. So I am super out of my comfort zone here. Don't know what to do. Not confident, but I have to do something because I just can't stop thinking.
All right, so Lena, when you say twice your age, which generation do you belong to and which generation does he belong to?
So I'm a millennial. He is definitely a boomer.
Your email says...
He needs a rotary phone.
He's had one of those jitterbugs with the really big numbers. Yeah. So you are 34 and he is 60.
Yes, but he's like a young 60, y'all.
Of course he is.
Young, right. Yeah. Like travels, right. And, you know, just does a whole bunch of young stuff. He carries himself young.
And let me just save him the time here also. If you guys do hook up, he will start saying that you're an old soul. That's just how it is. All right, so what makes this any different? I mean, what mm-hmm. is, let's get yeah. to the root mm-hmm. of what's your fear here? If you're really confident with younger dudes, why wouldn't you be confident with feeble dudes?
Well, here's the thing. I think I can put myself in a position to, like, have a lunch or dinner, but I don't want it to be like we're friendly, just catching up. I think if I try to flirt, he would just see it as friendly, but maybe not. Do I make the same approach that I would? I have no idea. I don't know. I don't want him to see me as, like, a daughter. That's the worst-case scenario. Mm-hmm.
I think you're overthinking it. I mean, I feel like it. At least it appears to me like the older people get, the more they just want you to keep it real with them. They just mm-hmm. want you to be straightforward. Like they've seen it all. They kind of know what they want and what they're looking for. And I think you should flirt with him like a boss, the same way you would mm-hmm. flirt with anyone like a boss.
Yeah, as somebody who has also been out with a boomer, somebody who's 33, I feel like I'm the expert in this scenario. Lena, I think you just got to put the vibes out there. Like, I think if you are flirtatious like you would with somebody who's 34, someone who's around your age. I think he's going to pick up on it, maybe be a little bit more forward so he gets the message that he's not going to be some creep if he asks you out. Just put out the flirtatious vibes.
I think either way, he's going to be flattered. When a 60-year-old gets hit on by a 34-year-old, heck yeah, he's going to be flattered by that. The problem that you might run into, though, is just that he might just not want to date somebody this young. And that has nothing to do with you, but he just might be like, you know what? I've got myself an age limit also, and 40 might be it for him. And at 34, he just might be like, you know what? She's at such a different phase than I am that I just don't want to even get into it. But you can't take that personally.
No. And, yeah. And Lena, you put in your email, I got his number at the event and texted him saying it was good to see him and we should go for dinner if he's on my side of town. He shot right back that he felt the same and I should let him know if I'm ever on his side of town too. You need to find yourself on his side of town. Mm-hmm. You guys need to go out to dinner. And then at dinner, you need to ask him, would you ever date somebody in their 30s?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I mean, he's already sort of giving you the green light here. I didn't read through the email, but if you've texted him.
Yes.
And he's already said, yeah, let's do this thing. What you waiting on, woman?
And sooner, better than later, for sure.
You can always count on me to read the email.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. He's already giving you the green light. I think you guys agree?
Mm-hmm. I mean, 100%. I think you got to be a little bit more in your face about it. Be straightforward. Yeah. Ask the question because he might on the other side, he might be thinking, well, I'm 60. She's 34. She'd never want to date me. So be upfront about it. Would you ever date a woman in her 30s?
Okay.
No, not you.
I'm gonna be straight up.
Yeah, her to him. I know you would.
Oh, I'm in them with
him. Okay, I'm gonna be straight up with him, and I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, don't get too much in your head about it. Deal with him the same way you would any aged man, and don't take it personally if the age thing is a problem for him.
Okay. Great. That was all the push I needed.
Thank you. All right, go get him. Go get your man.
Keep us posted.
You're on The Burt Show.